Psycho Man.
Yeah, what does that mean?
See the lights lit up?
I'll show you my penis. Does that change anything? Yeah.
You see these lights? These lights right here. See these lights? It's,
yeah.
It's recording. See that? It's recording.
Didn't it do that last time?
No. It was recording, but I wasn't recording it that way. It was weird. Never mind. Just ignore that. Oh, my God. I get so much shit from you guys.
I'm staying out of any of this.
I'm telling you. All right, here we are, episode 240 of the Motorcycle Man Podcast. Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the V-Twin Cafe. I am Ted, your host, and I am here with the usual cast of characters. You know, I'm doing sound effects. Can you guys hear them? No? Can you hear the sound effects? No, you can't. Of course, you're not going to be able to hear them because it's only going through my system. If you guys had the interface like I do, you can. You know what? If you guys have your iPad, you can actually put the sound effects on your phone because you have them on your phones, and you could run them through. You could do that, but that requires a little effort.
We're lucky that we all made it onto this Skype thing together.
This is true. I understand completely. So, you know, what sucks is, I can show you a couple of things. But anyway, first, here we are in the remote V-Twin Cafe.
The V-Twin bomb shelter.
Yeah, pretty much you could call it that. We're everybody's sequestered in their own locations. Yeah. Tim and Chris, you're okay. Tim, your picture's frozen. Do you know that?
No, I'm not moving.
Well, you're very still. You did a very good job of that. It's almost like you're a mannequin. That's pretty good. And raining today. It's supposed to be nice today. What happened?
It went
earlier. Where? Yeah, a little bit.
It was cool. Cool out.
I don't know. It was supposed to be in the 60s. I was thinking about going for a ride after work, but that changed because it started to rain. But
yeah, kind of drizzly too.
So joining me here this evening, as usual, cast of characters. We got Timbuktu.
Good evening, all.
And we also got Chris, the Joker, of course, naturally.
I see him. The ultimate fuck you, go ahead.
Right. And, hey, introduce yourself, too.
We got
twice.
Justin Shoes.
and Justin Shoes, of course. But here, for Justin, I do have this.
Shut the fuck up!
I don't know if you guys heard it. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it a little bit.
Okay. Well, as long as you heard it, that's good. Right.
I liked it. Chris asked you to introduce yourself twice.
And I am Ted, your host. I can insert the scream. I do have that handy.
Yes!
No. This looks like the Teddy Bunch.
Yeah,
yeah.
Something like that.
Shut up!
Yeah, seriously. We need Alice in the middle. Yeah.
or his biker babe in the middle.
Oh, wait, yeah. Hold on. I do have Tim's sound. Hold on a second. There it is. And then, of course, the evil laugh for Chris. And the bike bell for Justin. There we go. That's going to be your new sound from now on, Justin. Is this
bike bell.
Yeah, the bike bell. Why not? How you doing, take guys? That. How's everything?
Oh, great.
We're going.
Wonderful.
You guys sound so enthused.
Well, I'm enthused.
What are you going to do? It's like you can't do anything, so you become a zombie.
Well, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, well, what?
Well,
Here's the thing.
You can do stuff.
My life has not changed one bit. I get up, I go to work, I come home, and sit down. And wait for the next day.
Today I went to work and I did the same thing I normally do. Come home, eat, and then almost pass out.
Now, Justin, are you working?
No.
Oh, so they sent you
home. Did they shut your shop down?
Sort of. So
He's working from home.
Oh, really?
Kind of. So, everything that we're doing is really remote. We're doing curbside parts, so you can call in and you can order parts, and then Basically, somebody will meet you at the curb, for lack of a better way of saying it. We have one technician, and then I can do bike deals. We basically do bike deals over the phone and with, they'll happen. we can do bike deals over the phone and email, and then basically you just show up, sign on the dotted line, and take the bike home. So, like, I've got a bike going out tomorrow.
Wow. Wow. So you even despite all this, you still were able to sell a bike.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome. That's good.
Yeah.
What kind of bike was it?
It's a Breakout.
Breakout. Wow.
Duh.
All right.
I thought, didn't you say Bergen County's closed down pretty much?
Well, so it's not really staffed.
Awkward.
Basically, you know, you have the parts manager there running parts, or a parts guy running parts. One technician, and then in the case of tomorrow, you'll have basically a finance guy who does the paperwork for the bike, and that's it.
Did they give you guys a time schedule on how long they're going to keep on the schedule?
No, because we were open literally up until they told us we couldn't be. So, I mean, as soon as we can be, we will be. But, you know, at this point, it's just following the rules.
Wow. How long do you think you guys are going to be closed?
No idea.
I'll probably say till the 30th, just like everybody else.
As short as possible.
Really?
Wow. But we're making do, you know, in between.
Yeah.
You can still essentially do, as a consumer, you can still essentially do everything you could already do, with the exception of just walking through the store and browsing.
Oh, okay.
Why can't they have like a limited like staff, like have one person on the floor and allow one person in at a time, that kind of thing?
Because it's not an essential business.
Okay.
I guess.
Maybe
I disagree. Harley Davidson is very essential.
Well, here's the deal. Not for nothing, whether or not that is the case, they don't want Bergen County is like the hotbed for this whole thing. They don't want people who may have come into contact with it coming in there shopping, touching all kinds of shit, and then somebody else walks in, touches that, and either gets themselves sick or one of their family members.
It's because you got a lot of people just like around us over here in Cranford that go to New York City to work.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You're one subway right away from, you know, laying next to the guy who ate the bat.
Yeah.
So has there been any, as you can see here, what we have up here is that Harley Davidson, it's already known that Harley Davidson has suspended U.S. production. And through March 29th, which has already passed, and I imagine they've expanded that, right, Justin?
I mean, pretty much all the major manufacturers have, both automotive and motorcycle, just because they're trying to look. The whole idea, and I know we don't have to beat this into the ground. I'm sure people listening to this probably want to talk about everything but the virus, because that's all anybody's talking about. But you know. The whole idea is that the less time people spend around each other, the quicker this all goes away. So,
in theory,
what are you going to do? You're going to take a bunch of people and cram them into a factory? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
No, I get it. I totally get it.
And it's not like they're making masks or something where it's like they have to be open so you'll take your chances. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Well.
So,
yeah, it's the way it's working. But and that's about it. So, if you guys heard the last interview I had, I did the interview with Janus Motorcycles. Did you guys hear that?
No.
I did not.
No, you didn't. Janus Motorcycles. Justin, you're aware of Janus Motorcycles?
I am. Yeah.
They got some really cool bikes. I'll tell you why. They're fun rides. I've never ridden one, but I'll tell you what, if I could,
retro, very retro.
they're really, really freaking cool, man. I'm telling you. I would definitely own one of these things if I had the opportunity. Yeah. They're cool little bikes. And you know what? They're not that pricey. They're 250cc engines, little single thumpers there. They're Chinese engines, so they probably have the coronavirus already. So that's a good thing. And but they're really good looking bikes. They're very like Tim said, very retro. But it was a great talk with these guys. So if you want to learn more about Janus Motorcycles, check out that interview, and then you can go over and check out their website.
Is there a dealer near us?
No. These bikes are made to order. You can place your order online. You know, for $7,000, you can get one of these bikes. Like this is the Halcyon, the Halcyon, whatever. You can order one of these bikes online, customize it to whatever color you want, trim, everything. It's really, really cool. And you can just get in. You can get the bags. You can get the passenger seat, and you order.
I love it.
And then after you order and you pay for it, they deliver it to you.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. I mean, yeah, my God. It'd be awesome to have one of these things and to do something completely inappropriate with, like, you know, like ride across the country on it.
Where do they deliver it from?
From their plant in Indiana. Factory. From their factory, they deliver it.
Got it.
That's
70,000.
Cool.
Do they have more than one model?
Yes, they do. They do have one model. They have the Halcyon.
We'll just look at the colors.
They have the Halcyon. They have the Griffin 250, and which is that right there. And they also have the Phoenix 250, which is that. Personally, I like the Halcyon better. I think that's the cooler of the three. I think it's a really cool bike. I think that's awesome. And yeah, just a really cool
so
bike.
Weird to have. I mean, the work they do is phenomenal, but to make such old style motorcycles, it's weird.
I don't know. Justin, we had talked about this once before. You think this would be Harley Davidson should latch onto this and do a modern vintage bike like that
I wish they would do like almost like a new bike from, you know, like one of the staples, you know, so
one of the WL
make
series?
A bike that looks like, yeah, like make one that looks like an old knuckle, make one that looks like an old pan. But
that would be great.
Put the modern engine in it. You know, even if you want to throw, you know, how hard is it to machine, you know, new, rocker boxes that look like the old shit. Make a Milwaukee 8 panhead, make a Milwaukee 8 knucklehead, and have it look like the old stuff. And, I mean, I think, and do it in a limited run. Do it as an anniversary thing. Do it for a year. Do 100 of each. I don't care. Do something. You know, I think it'd be cool.
Oh my God! You can't, I think they would sell like hotcakes, man. Does anybody buy hotcakes? I don't know. Like,
I've never bought a hotcake. Actually, I don't know. I guess I've probably bought a hotcake.
But yeah, I think it was a great interview, and I'm really impressed with their product, what they do. It's pretty cool stuff. But. Aside from that, have you what's going on in your backyard, guys? Anything happening?
You leave my backyard out of this.
Well, let's go to Tim's let's go to Tim's backyard. Aside from dogs.
Well, since the last time we talked, my friend of mine took me up in his plane.
Nice. Well, tell us.
And that was awesome. We flew from Trenton down to Cape May, and then we flew up the coast and came back. It was awesome. I flew a little bit. It was nice.
What kind of plane did you fly?
It was a Piper Arrow, and we were flying around 3,000 feet.
That's cool.
Very cool. It was so. I can't wait to do it again. I think about. So, matter of fact, I'm flying before we got on here. I was on my simulator.
So this is a Piper Arrow that you see on the screen. That's it, yep. Tim, right? Just like that, right?
Oh, my God. It is so small to get into. Oh,
is it really?
Oh, my God. My fat ass is just like squeezing in at one side of the door. And if I tell you, if I had to get in the fucking back seat, I don't know how I'd get in there. But see, these are supposed to be four-seaters, but they really can only carry two people.
Really?
than that. Unless you're carrying a kid or something, but you really can't carry much more than that.
Where's that stretching sound when we need it? Right?
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, how was the? Now you went up to 3,000 feet, you said, right?
Yes.
And how fast were you going?
I think we were doing 112 knots, which is not too bad.
So, is that about 112 miles an hour or something like that?
Something like that. I didn't do the calculation. It was just incredible. Just something I just can't wait to do.
Are you now? When's your next trip up?
I don't know. Whenever this clears, this whole coronavirus thing too, clear.
Yeah.
Now they, because he's an accountant, so now they went and extended his filing date, so he got another 3 months added on, so it's going to cut into his summer. So I don't know how that's going to affect him at all.
So 112 nautical miles per hour is 128 miles per hour.
There you go.
There you go.
Yes, it was nice. And then, of course, when I took over the controls, that's when the turbulence hit.
Of course.
We had no turbulence the whole time. I get on there and it's bouncing around like I'm hitting the potholes of New Jersey.
Well, we're flying in New Jersey, so why not, right?
He finally finds the only pothole in the air.
Hey, did Chris bail on us? No, you're still here.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Oh,
yeah.
But that's great. So, I'm glad. Now, so you're going to go up again to sort of when the smoke clears, you're going to go back up again, right?
Course.
Cool. Now, is it expensive to do that?
Well, it's considering you have to put about 40 gallons in or like that, you're using up about 10 gallons an hour.
Wow. No kidding?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
You know, depending. Like this one was about 10 gallons an hour. So,
wow.
So you think, and gas is like $4.99 at the time. So
$5 a gallon. Holy crap. Now, did you pay for the gas?
No, he wouldn't let me.
Oh, he wouldn't let you? Well, that's great guy.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's expensive. So how many miles per gallon do you get? Well, you said
no, it's adjusted by hours, not by
okay,
miles.
So how many? Oh, so you're saying 10 gallons an hour?
Yes.
Holy shit.
So, I mean, the plane only takes 48 gallons?
You're doing 128 miles an hour.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's going to vary based on wind. So it's never going to be consistent, you know? So you get, that's why you're right, you can't say 70 miles an hour. You're getting hours. That's all you're getting.
Right.
So you could be traveling 90 because of the wind. You're still only getting 10 gallons a mile, an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wow. That's crazy. Holy crap, man.
Yeah, right. So you figure filling it up is like $200, $300.
Well, how much weight can those airplanes hold?
I think this one is rated for like 900 total.
Counting the pilot and passengers?
Yeah, no, my fat ass. Me and you, say if me and you went fly, we're halfway there. We're more than halfway there.
If you two guys went flying, you could bring a bag of chips with you.
That might be pushing it.
Well, let me ask you this: what's the weight capacity of that plane? I mean, how much weight can that thing carry?
I just told you 900.
900 pounds?
Yes.
So you got four fat bastards in there that weigh 250 each, that plane's not getting off the ground.
Right, basically.
So
well, it might get off the ground. It's just going to come back to it really quickly.
It's all about how it's loaded too, and how you know how it's set up. You know, it's going to vary. Can take off, but it's not recommended for that.
Oh no, shit! Oh my God, that's crazy! Holy crap! Oh man,
it's got to remember, because the longer you fly, the less fuel, the more fuel you're using, so that lowers the weight for that. You know what I'm saying? 1 gallon of gas weighs 6 pounds. So
right, okay, all right. Now,
so you 10 gallons, you lost 60 pounds right there, you know what I'm saying, in an hour.
So look at that. You go fly, you lose weight.
Yeah, in the plane, not me. My fat ass.
Well, let me ask you something. Now you were at 3,000 feet, right? Okay, now were you capped at that? You couldn't go any higher?
No, we could have gone up to like, I think his plane goes up to 9,000, I think.
Yeah, but you use more fuel when you're doing that, right?
Well, getting up there, but once you're up there, you start to because the air is thinner up there, so you don't use as much.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But
getting there, it's like anything.
All right, cool. Well, I'm glad you do that. It's nice to see that you got that going for you, and you're happy about doing
that. That's my thing.
That's your thing. That's awesome.
Did you guys hear that?
What? I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
What were we supposed to hear?
Trying to get sound effects to work.
Oh, okay.
It's not working.
I understand. All right. Chris, what's going on with you? What you been doing?
Yeah, don't talk to me. Talk to somebody else. I'm doing something.
Justin.
I want to know what you're doing behind that plague mask.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because you know why? He's probably walking around naked because I know he likes to do that.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not naked tonight.
Oh, you're not practicing your home nudity?
No.
Okay.
I like how you call on him and he says, no. Talk to somebody else.
Yeah, right. That's funny. So, Justin,
I haven't been doing. I haven't been doing much. No? I did a lot of riding in the past week. Maybe.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I got to ride to work a couple of times, and I rode. The last time I rode was a couple of days ago. And then, I had my little odd occurrence where the idol, for whatever reason, just dropped on me.
Yeah. Did you ever figure out what it was?
No, I haven't looked at the bike yet because it's been raining.
So you don't know if it's back to normal or not?
No, I don't. Like I said, the bike was running fine. I was coming home from mom's two nights ago, and along the way, I stopped at a light, and the bike stalled out of me. And I was like, what? It started up right away. Then it did it again to me when I stopped again, and then I had to keep it on throttle a little bit. It's running fine, but for whatever reason, the idle drops really low when it's in gear. Now, when I stopped it at home, I shut it off, and then started it back up, and it started up fine and just idled normal, sitting there. And as soon as I put it in gear, the idle dropped again, and then the bike stalled.
Huh.
So very weird. Very weird.
What do you think, Justin?
I don't know. He texted me about it. It's tough without being there. I mean, but there's a couple different possibilities, but we can take a peek at it.
You don't think it would be cam chain tensions or anything like that? I don't think his bike has the. I think the previous owner did the hydraulic thing on his bike. Yeah, do you agree with that, Justin?
What's that?
All right, I would like to welcome Justin Brown to the podcast.
You said two different things. You said, do I agree that it is or isn't the cam chain tensioner?
No.
Or are you saying that you think that the previous guy upgraded?
Yeah, I think the previous guy may have upgraded. What's your thought?
I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, it's hard to know that.
Yeah. No.
Well, you said it was making kind of a weird noise. Do you know where that weird noise was coming from?
I didn't say that. Where the fuck did you hear? You just want me to say that
no,
I said
no,
a
I didn't.
He was just.
I didn't say it had to make it a weird fucking noise.
No,
you
Chris,
said that.
No. Chris, just say it was a cam chain system.
No, no.
That'll be happy.
No, I don't want it to be that.
Because then you could take it to the TED shed and you could do another video.
No, I don't want it to be that. I really don't. I mean, I'd rather it be something like. Your injectors are clogged. I don't know. You know, something.
No,
like
I told you, I went on the HD forum, the Harley forum, which is, I had a ton of people jumped in right away, and a lot of guys are saying that a speed sensor could cause that.
Well, you had that problem once before.
Yeah, I did.
Well, maybe it's time to just check it out again, clean it up.
It could even just be the connection. It may be a matter of unplugging it, checking the connections, putting some dielectric grease in there, and plugging it back in.
What, the speed sensor?
Yeah.
Because the speed sensor is very easy to take out and check.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
right
one bolt.
But I'm saying, right, but I'm saying it could even be the connection to the speed sensor.
I don't even know where that goes up on the engine from where it connects to. You know where it connects to?
What? No. I'm saying at the speed sensor where it plugs in.
Oh, okay.
All right. Unplug it and plug it back in.
Yeah, but check the connection to make sure it's not, like, dirty or nothing's screwed up, pins, anything like that.
Yeah, because the last time I had this, Justin, my bike was acting weird in a way, like the speed, the throttle, like the speedometer, was the needle would jump all over the place. It'd go to zero, and then to 50, and then to 20.
Right.
And it was doing weird stuff. And it was so weird. I don't know why the speed sensor would even cause the, you know how the blinker automatically shuts on and off?
Yeah.
When you turn, it wasn't doing that either.
I wonder if it could be a map sensor, too.
Yeah, I heard a couple guys say on here to reset my bike, whatever the fuck that means.
Well, you remember we did that once before? With the you turn the ignition on, you do something else, you press the side button. Remember that? We did that?
I guess so.
Wait, you're talking about clear the codes?
Yeah, clear the codes.
That's you just disconnect the battery for that.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, but you can check the codes and see. Do you have a check engine light on?
No.
That's bizarre. You probably have pending codes then if it's an electrical issue.
Yeah, really.
Mm. Well, because any electrical issue is going to trigger a code if it goes out of spec.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I can always, chicken on the battery real quick and then put it back.
Yeah, you could try that, and if it continues, if it goes back to normal, then you know it was probably some sort of code thing going on in there.
Well, I still got to check the. I want to take the speed sensor out and clean it.
Do all that
because I know it's got
that
magnet in there, and it attracts shavings or whatever you want to call it.
Well, definitely check.
When was the last time you did an oil change?
Not too long ago. I want to say November.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't go long. I don't go long on my oil changes. I normally hit around 2,500 or 3,000 miles, and I do oil changes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's what I do. Wow.
All right.
Cool. Justin, what have you been up to?
Well, I had a lot of free time.
Hey, you know what? You could probably put that engine, that bike together, right?
If I had the pistons, yeah, for sure.
So we're going to run a new contest on suggestion from one of our listeners. They had suggested that we run a contest, Where Are Justin's Pistons? And I'll put that up on the website, and then people can make guesses of where it is. And then each time they make a suggestion, you have to go look in that spot.
It's in the dump. Go look.
Don't even tell me that. But no. So the other day, I helped a buddy of mine with his bike. Basic stuff, rear brakes, rotor and pads, service, nothing too crazy.
Right.
It's just a good excuse to get out of the house. And then I put the rest of my bicycle together.
Nice.
And then I've thoroughly cleaned my room. I have...
and the pistons weren't there, right?
I have no.
Did you clean the litter box? You cleaned the litter box. And,
litter box has been changed.
Have you done any riding? Anything motorcycle related?
Well, I was supposed to have gone for a ride today with two of my buddies. We were planning on taking a nice ride down the shore.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be beautiful today.
Yes, it was. They lied to us, didn't they?
When we made the plans 4 days ago or 3 days ago,
yeah,
today was supposed to be beautiful. So we're planning on getting up and taking a nice ride, getting out. And when we woke up and looked at the weather, it was like, well, I guess we're doing that in a couple of days. So we're going to push that back. We'll probably do it Wednesday or Thursday.
Nice. All right. That's cool. Are you using – you're not using any ride apps, are you?
No.
Chris, you still using Rever?
Yeah, I always use Rever.
Oh, okay. I started using the Harley Davidson Ride Planner app.
I gotta start trying that.
And I kind of like it because it. I think it's pretty cool, and it allows you to. You can pick rides from anybody else that has rides out there, or you can look at your own rides. which is also pretty cool too.
And you can create them.
And you can create rides, which I've done, because I've done my own rides, obviously. I'll show you some. I've actually done some pretty decent riding in the past couple weeks. I've got, I did 71 miles last week. And then I did another 50-mile ride another day, and then I did another 35-mile ride. I did a 106-mile ride last week, March 8th.
What does that say to...
What's
to
that?
To Hooters on Route...
No, there's no ride to Hooters at all on here. This is the ride. See, this is, Chris, this is what the ride app looks like. What's cool about it is, much like, I don't know, I guess Rever does this, you can select, you can have it show you Harley-Davidson dealership locations, you can have it show you places where there's diners and stuff like that, fuel and whatever. So, but this is the ride I did last week, which was 71 miles. And you know what? What's interesting about riding at this time, and of course this is a major controversy that's going around, is about if we should be riding during this
why not?
Crisis or not.
Why not?
You know, because I hear a lot of things. Because if you wreck, then you're taking away an emergency room bed for somebody else. And my response to that is, I could trip taking my garbage out and crack my skull open and still, you know, take away a bed from somebody in ER. You know,
you could fall in the shower.
What's that?
Think about it from a selfish standpoint. If you think about it from a selfish standpoint, if you wreck, you're going to a hospital that's full. It's infested. You know what I'm saying? It is full of people that have this. Yeah. You're basically, you wreck and you have to go to the hospital. You might as well just, you got it.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going anywhere, medical facility at this point, and not contracting that virus.
I suppose.
So you're going to be sick on top of being bruised and beat up.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. It's like I'm on the fence about it. I get it. I get what it's all about. You know.
Well, partial thing, too, is there's less people on the road now.
Yeah, true.
Which makes it a little bit more safer.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's better for riding, and you're away from people.
But I tell you, man, when I notice all the riders on the road, they seem happier.
That's kind of boring, man.
I mean, getting around way easier.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's because when I was out on, when I went out last week, the 27th I was out. That was Friday? What day was that? That was Friday.
Yeah, I went out Friday. Yeah, I went out Friday.
And if... The only places I saw cars was around where I am, and these were people that were going to the food store, and that was it. And then once I got past that, there was nobody. I passed maybe, oh my God, I had to pass maybe a dozen or two other motorcycle riders.
You know, especially where I go ride, and talk about social distancing, by myself out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely right. I did. I went down that 539, Chris. That ride that I took you on.
Oh, nice!
I did that, and nobody, just nobody.
I know, it's glorious, isn't it?
It was very nice. Very.
I did the I did the great swamp
like
ride.
Living in a different state.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did the great swamp ride, and it was not one fucking car.
The great swamp ride.
The swamp ride. Yeah, I rode around a big, hairy Italian.
Oops.
I can say that. I'm half Italian.
Half. Oh, which half is Italian?
The hairy part.
You want to know?
Hey, Justin, Harley-Davidson has released the Screaming Eagle 128-131 Stage 4 kit for the touring.
Ooh, nice.
Models.
Yeah. Man, four, man. Stage 4.
Stage 4.
That's a whole engine redo.
Pretty much.
It's top end. It's a top end. End, yeah.
But man, 128 and a 114, 131. Holy crap.
131.
So before it was, they had the whole crate engine that they released. You could buy the whole engine. Now you can get the upgrade kit in the Stage 4.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, touring only.
Why won't that? What now? Why won't they make that available for the soft tails? Is it just that the frame isn't big enough?
They haven't said anything specifically, but what I do know is the touring motor and the Softail motor, even though they're both Milwaukee 8 full-size, either 107, 114s, are slightly different because when we were doing our custom Kings build, we ordered a custom primary cover for our Street Bob that we were building, and it only fit the touring bikes.
That's weird. Wow, how about that? Well, there you go.
So, there are differences, but part of it is you're putting a lot of power into a lighter, smaller bike.
Yeah.
Not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but I mean.
No, not theoretically there isn't.
Yeah, that'd be great to put that in like a fat boy.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
It'll probably.
Listen, it's not going to not happen. Somebody, whether Harley or not, is going to make the necessary changes to bring the 131 into everything.
Right. Wow. But Harley-Davidson also announced that the pretty soon, well, they do have it now, is Android compatibility for the boom system. So for those of you who are walking around with an Android phone, it's now compatible with your boom system on a Harley-Davidson touring model.
Wow.
And because we all have that now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. But in other news, the Isle of Man TT has been canceled.
Boo.
Ain't that some shit?
A lot of things have been canceled.
A lot of things. But they canceled that, which is really crazy. That's very surprising because a lot of people are, I'm sure, really shocked over that. And because that doesn't happen. When does that happen?
Once a year.
I know, but when? I don't even know. So, but anyway, but
when it's not so rainy over there, I would assume. Because those bikes do some psycho fucking speeds.
Yeah, let me see.
If you ever watch the videos of that, it's fucking crazy.
The 2020 Isle of Man canceled because of the pandemic. It usually takes place between May 30th and June 13th. So they've canceled it for this year. That's a shame. That's a real shame. But
and the most dangerous ride in the world, too, race.
And the French and Spanish World Superbike Championships have been postponed until October. So if you're into watching that, that's been postponed. We know nothing of the American Moto America, what's going on with that. So we'll find out.
I wonder what Americade's going to do.
Right now, and I know this about Myrtle Beach because I was supposed to go to Myrtle Beach in May.
I didn't say Myrtle Beach. I said Americade.
I know that, but I'm leading up to that. Myrtle Beach, Americade, and Sturgis have not said anything about cancellation. As far as they're concerned, they're still on. But again, that could change any day.
I mean, eventually things are going to have to go back to normal.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You would hope.
But what level of normal are we going to get?
Unfortunately, I think this whole event is going to change the world forever.
It absolutely is.
I think people
are going to act differently. People are going to do things differently. Everything is just going to change.
Much like the way 9/11 affected all of our lives with regard to things of security and things like that. You can't go anywhere anymore without going through 27 checkpoints. This event here is going to change the way we have to live on a daily basis now. Also.
Oh, yeah, because the politicians are going to pass all kinds of fucking laws right after fucking taking away our rights. You know that's coming.
Social events, big public events and how that's going, the importation of food, everything. It's going to affect everything. So,
I'll tell you something. It should teach us a good lesson in what it means to have all of our stuff manufactured pretty much everywhere but here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's we're going to see some changes. But again, as far as it goes for the events like Americade and Myrtle Beach and Sturgis, Laconia, right now, nobody's saying that they're canceled. As far as they're all concerned, everything's still on. Whether that changes in the next month or so, we'll find out. I mean, Myrtle Beach starts the 8th of May. So, everybody's hoping that things are going to be back up and running April 30th. And if that's the case, then Myrtle Beach will be fine to go, we hope. But who knows? Like, again, we don't know. We have no idea. But that's that. I'm gonna run some business. So if you guys will take
some
a station,
business.
some station identifications, we'll just hold on and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
The Motorcycle Man Podcast naturally is brought to you by Scorpion Helmets. Scorpion EXO has been dedicated to offering high quality, innovative motorcycle helmets and technical apparel at an incredible value to ensure that each and every Scorpion EXO helmet and garment will surpass user expectations. So to learn more, you go over to ScorpionUSA.com. And, of course, Schenkel Tires. So whether if you're riding a sport bike, a scooter, perhaps an off-road, some dual sport bike or a cruiser, Harley-Davidson, Indian, doesn't matter. Schenkel has a tire to suit your needs and, of course, your riding style without breaking that bank account. So if it's time for tires for your bike, think of Schenkel. That's right. Go to Schenkel Tire USA. And you tell them that the Motorcycle Man sent you. That's ShinkoTireUSA.com. And why ride your motorcycle in pain when you can ride in absolute comfort with the help of a wild-ass seat cushion? Your back will thank you, and you'll enjoy mile after mile of cruising comfort no matter what type of motorcycle you ride. The cushion eliminates painful pressure points and promotes blood circulation by utilizing adjustable interconnected air cells, which conform to the rider's shape, regardless of weight or seating position. I use one of these seat cushions. I always thought that it was the most comfortable seat in the world. Well, that changed the day I got a wild ass seat cushion. It is unbelievably comfortable. Now I know I can ride for hours. So go to wildassseats.com. That's wildass.com and order today. Make sure you tell them that the Motorcycle Man sent you. Motorcycle Man is supporting David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. If you would like to help out and be a part of something that actually makes a difference, donate today to David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. Go to davidsdreamandbelieve.org to donate. Links will be in the show notes and, of course, also on the website. And the Gold Star Ride Foundation is helping families of fallen soldiers and making a difference in the lives of those left behind. So if you'd like to be a part of a great cause and get some really wonderful miles in, go to goldstarride.org and learn how you can participate in the next Gold Star Ride. Now time for a word from our sponsors over at Tobacco Motorwear. Tobacco is known for making the best-looking riding jeans in the world. That's because they start with premium fabrics like selvedge denim and canvas, and then add protective elements like comfortable anti-abrasion linings or armor. While other brands look like a pair of saggy dad jeans, Tobacco's, they're so stylish that you're going to want to wear them every time you're on your bike, and even when you're not riding. With multiple fits and styles of protective jeans for men and women, you're guaranteed to find something that matches your style. Tobacco Motorwear also makes jackets, vests, riding shirts. And you've heard me say it before, I love my California riding shirt and, of course, my Tobacco riding jeans as well, and I wear them every ride. I just won't ride without them. Not only that, nearly every time I wear them, somebody asks me about them. Also, you also want to try out the new Roper gloves. They're breathable, soft leather, and let me tell you, firsthand experience, the most comfortable riding gloves you will ever wear. And if you wanted to, you could also get that for added protection. Check out their Wasteland vest. It's got plenty of pockets, it's got armor, and it's a great addition to wear with the California riding shirt or underneath your leather jacket for those slightly chilly days. Tobacco believes the safest gear is the gear you will wear. That's why they make products that look good and protect you while you're riding. Not only that, tobaccos are made to last, and they're also made right here in the USA. So no need to sacrifice style for safety. Go to check out tobaccomotorwear.com. That's tobaccomotorwear.com. And our listeners, our Motorcycle Men listeners, yes, will get 10% off their order when you use the coupon code MOTOMEN. Yeah, that was from our lovely sponsor of the show. Are you guys awake? I'm getting the impression you guys are falling asleep over there.
I'm in.
I'm here.
I like your picture, Chris. What is that?
That's a Fugly. That's my Fugly.
That's your Fugly?
Yeah. Actually, he's called the Fugler.
No kidding. That's you guys sound like you're bored to tears, so I guess we'll cut this short. I got an interview coming up with Cardo Systems. They're going to tell us about some of the communication systems that they have and what they offer.
Is that a new company?
No, Cardo's been around for years. It used to be called Scala Rider.
I never heard of him.
It used to be called Scala Rider. Now
see,
it's Cardo Systems.
Why'd you say that?
Because if you paid attention to motorcycle shit, you'd know what I was talking about.
But you never mentioned it before.
Why do I have to mention it?
His head is in the clouds.
Yeah, hey, Chris, there you go. His head's in the clouds. Right.
Hey, Chris, did you know that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Exactly. And Justin, did you know that?
I'm pleading the fifth on this one.
So I think it's safe to say I'm the only one here who has an interest in motorcycles.
I love motorcycles.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're all right.
I want you to play. I want to hear more videos that I can't see or hear. That's what I'm really excited about. All right. I just want to hear so many videos and stuff. Woo!
Well, it's all about money for equipment, dudes. That's where it's at. And seeing how this podcast makes us so much freaking money.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, what?
He's going to ask for a raise live on the show.
Wait. Well, what raise did I give you last year? You're getting the same thing.
You want double of nothing?
What's double of nothing?
We went from plain popcorn to butter flavored.
Okay, well that's your raise then. There you go.
Hey, I was providing that.
Yeah, that was them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Hey, yeah. So every. Oh, by the way, I want to show you guys something, and I know you can see this. This is the proofs for the t-shirts. The t-shirts will be coming right now. The artwork has been approved. So now this is, we're going to have, these are the polos that we're getting, as you can see, the polo. And
where's the long sleeves?
Wait.
What's on the back of the polo? Just the polo has nothing on the back?
The polo does not have anything on the back. The polo
I like
just
that.
Has the, you're right. That's where we're going to have that. The back of the shirt says Motorcycle Men Podcast, Rides, Roads, Harleys, Garage Talk, Interviews. We say stupid crap so you don't have to. And, of course, the website address. And that's the short sleeve shirt. And then the long sleeve shirt, we have a long sleeve. Long sleeve shirt there, and
that's mine.
Okay, and the back, and of course, do we have a hoodie? And the hoodie's going to have the same thing. All three of those things have the same thing. So
I want the long sleeve.
The hoodie is not a zip up; it's a pullover. So we're going to do that. And what's going to happen is the way this is going to work. The store, and this is the way that the company runs it. Well, we'll get into that later. But the way the company runs this, what they do is they set up a store. The name of the store is going to be Moto Men PC. That's the store name. And there will be a link on the Motorcycle Men website for that. And what happens is once that link goes active, the store is open for 2 weeks, and then the store closes. And then what happens is a week later, we open up another store. Because what happens if I just open the store and leave it open... orders do not get placed until the store closes. That's just the way the manufacturer runs it. Shirt's going to be $20.
Can I post nudes?
For Craigslist.
Can I post nudes on the website?
On the Motorcycle Men website?
Yeah.
Well,
during those 2 weeks, is there a no. limit on how many nudes I could post on that website?
No, you can't.
Okay. You said there was no limits. Oh, nice.
So, and then what's going to happen is, as we can introduce new designs, each
nude? Nice.
New, not nude designs. if you want to do nude designs, we can work something out. We can figure something out. We can put on a shirt and we can do like maybe go with Hooters or something like that and do a logo. But
oh, that's your thing.
No.
Leave me out of it.
We can do that. What we could do is every 2 weeks, every time we have a new store, what we'll do is we can issue a different design. Like we'll have the Motorcycle Men logo on the front. That will always be a constant.
And ride like nobody sees you.
Right. And what goes on the back is going to vary. So the only shirt that's not going to have anything on the back is the polo. That's going to be a constant. That will not have anything on the back. It's just going to be the logo. As far as it goes for different colors, right now we're just sticking with black. All the shirts are going to be black. Moving forward, we may say, okay, let's add, I don't know, whatever color you want to add.
Navy blue.
We can add a jacket. We can add a hat. We can add shorts, whatever you want. These are things we're going to, but these are going to be special editions. When we do the special editions, the price for the shirt or whatever the item is going to be a little bit more. That's just the way they run the store. So, we expect these to be available starting this week.
Nice.
And hopefully by Friday the store will be open. But I will.
And when do we get our first stuff?
They are coming. They're going to be coming. Everybody's going to get their shirts, but they are on the way. So there we go. So you guys know. So it's things are happening, which is a good thing. And
very cool.
Yeah. So. I personally like the polo. That's going to be
the polo's nice.
Have that. And of course the long sleeve tee I'm really fond of too. I'm definitely going to be.
I'm not a polo guy.
You're not a polo.
I want a
guy?
Long sleeve.
Well, of course.
I like the long sleeve.
Well, just tell me what you want, and I'll make sure that we get the shirts for everybody.
Long sleeve, extra large.
Okay. So what you're saying, Chris, is you want a long sleeve, extra large shirt, right?
Yeah. I want mine to say fly like nobody sees you.
Fly like nobody sees you. Ah, that's pretty clever. That's actually pretty good, actually, if you think about it. You know, because when you're flying, nobody really does see you, really. That's pretty funny. All
right. I want the back of mine to say send your nudes and my email address.
It's going to be a whole guy.
Listen, Chris.
Through the roof.
We can do a special edition t-shirt. We'll keep the store open for like 3 days. So if he wants to do that, that'd be funny.
When are we going to do the lighthouse edition?
Oh yeah, that one. We got to get our brains together on this, and we do that. Maybe we can do a lighthouse edition. And cool. All right. So there you go. And there was something else I wanted to show you guys, but I forgot. So never mind. Right.
Is it about the book?
No, we're not going to talk about that. So, also coming up, I have a couple other interviews coming up. Adventure writer Spencer Conway is going to be on the show. I'm just trying to get him in one place right now. They're trying to make their way through Central America, but obviously they're locked down.
Where is he going now? He's not going anywhere.
Well, that's just
it.
He may be in a location where he doesn't have, where he doesn't have good Wi-Fi or good internet, so I don't know. Looking at the stats for the podcast right now, we are actually not doing too bad. The last 7 days we've had a whopping 1,200, almost 1,300 downloads in the last 7 days.
What? Well, we haven't had a live show in a while. So.
Yeah, we haven't done a live show
in a while.
Month. Our number one downloaded podcast is the interview with Itchy Rider. Itchy Boots, 2,167 downloads in a month.
Yeah, she's got a lot of listeners probably. That's why.
Dude, I mean, her YouTube channel is amazing. But
that's
aside
why.
From, yeah. Aside from that.
We don't have a YouTube channel anymore, do we?
No, we still do. We still do. There's lots of videos on there. Our number one country for downloads is the United States. 79% of our downloads come from the U.S. And the very last or worst one of them all, the Ukraine. We've only got one download from the Ukraine. So
what about China?
China. Oh, boy. Let's see where we're at with China.
Oh, you got Hong Kong.
We got Japan and Hong Kong. Hong Kong is our China. 15 downloads in China. Well, that's okay.
Nope.
That's probably
don't click on that link. You might get the corona.
Don't click on the link.
You'll get a virus on your computer.
And our number one city is Sydney, New South Wales. 62,
oh, wow.
62 downloads from Sydney. And our worst city in that we have for downloads.
What about Zimbabwe?
I don't even know if they're on the list anymore, but our worst city right now, Jefferson, Indiana, has only got one download. Of course, there's a whole series of them with only one download. But we're going to need some of these places to step up their game. You know, West Milford, New Jersey, only got one download. Come on.
Hey.
they're busy. But big shout out to Minneapolis, Minnesota, hitting us up with 46 downloads this week. And pretty good. All right. Guys, got anything else?
Nope.
No.
I'll update everybody on what happens with my bike.
Yes, please
time
do.
I ride
keep us informed. Let us know what's happening with that.
And hopefully, I have an actual ride to tell you about next week.
Do you plan on doing a ride?
When are you going for the ride? On Wednesday?
Well, it depends on the weather, but yeah, Wednesday or Thursday.
So I heard this week is that the weather is just going to be shit all week. Not really nice at all.
Well, actually, next weekend is supposed to be very nice. It's supposed to be in the
whatever mid-50s. The next nice day is. That's when we're going.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's look at the weather. And of course, naturally, the website's going to be slow. Thank you very much. Okay, never mind.
Classic.
I'm going to check my bike out before I go on any long rides. I would like to take a ride down to a White House or two. A lighthouse, a White House.
No, I was going to say a White House. Where are you going?
Lighthouse.
Gotcha. All
right. I'd like to get down to Cape May Lighthouse and see it during the day.
Why, you really want to see it during the day, huh? All right. Well,
especially now with nobody out. The riding
you hear that rain?
What?
What'd you say?
Tim's not paying attention. Can you hear that rain?
Oh, yeah. I have my headphones. I can't hear nothing up there. But yeah, it's
loud.
Is
it raining?
Yeah, it's pouring.
All of a sudden, it's pouring. Like, I can hear it. It's like pouring outside.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Ah, wow. Yeah, it's doing, it's doing nothing right here.
Chris, it should be leaking on your bed right now.
Yeah.
Does that roof still leak, Chris?
Fuck you, dude. They didn't fix nothing over here.
No shit.
I went and bought Flex Seal and Flex Shield the shit out of my fucking bedroom.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is. So far, knock on wood, it's been working.
Wow.
And if anything ever happens, you can turn your bedroom into a boat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, Chris, you want a PUBG later?
Possible.
All right. Justin, you want a PUBG later?
On his phone?
I think we both know the answer to that question.
A whopping yes.
I'll ask Tim. Tim, you want a PUBG later?
I have to move too much shit to play.
And you haven't updated your game in, like, what, 8 months?
Oh, no. I got this on there. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
All right. Well, if you want a PUBG with us, let us know. We'll get together for PUBG. All right, so that's it for the Motorcycle Man Podcast, episode 240. I am Ted, your host. And, of course, we're here in the V-Twin Cafe. And we're going to cut out before these guys fall asleep any further than they already are. All right.
Remember, ride like nobody sees you.
That's what Tim says, ride like nobody sees you. And
they won't because nobody's on the road. Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Oh, what happened to Ben? Oh, forget it. It doesn't matter.
Here we go.
And, of course, Tim Buck, too. Chris the Joker. And then Justin Brown.
Bing, bing.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Oh, you want me? You guys can't.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I got sound effects on this side that work.
Yeah, that's good. As long as you can hear him, don't worry about it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks very much for listening. And remember, boys and girls, we say stupid crap so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.